Welcome to the E-Spot, the hottest podcast made just for you. I am Miss E, your hostess, and today we're gonna have some fun, yes, but we're gonna talk about a very delicate subject. Yes, especially for me. Today we're gonna talk about body standards and how it affects people emotionally and relationships and even the sex. Yes, I'm always honest with you guys, always, but today is gonna be tough for me because, first of all, that you need to know is that I am a heavy girl. Yes, I am a fat girl. Fat is not a bad word. I am okay with this word. But I'm gonna tell about my past a little bit, and maybe I get some emotional, so I'm sorry about it. Body standards is a thing, for me actually is a stupid thing that society invented and is really supported by some industries, the beauty industry and even the porn industry that, I mean, it doesn't work, okay? Body standards are just stupid because they try to put people, all people in general, in the same bag, in the same pack. And we are not the same persons, okay? We all have different personalities, different tastes and dreams and preferences and kinks and fetishes, and we are all different, so why the hell we need to have the same body type, okay? So I'm gonna talk about it. The body standards are really a thing that follow us since we come to the world. I mean, once I saw a picture of there were baby clothes, and for the girls, there was a jumper or a t-shirt or something like this, that was like, it was written, "I hate my thighs," for a baby. And for boys, a shirt written, "I'm superhero." I mean, especially for girls. I know, guys, that body standards follow you and haunt you and, you know, just make you feel like shit, like all of us. But for girls, unfortunately, it's really, really worse. And I wish it wasn't. You know, I wish that wouldn't be like this for anyone. I mean, what the fuck has some person in the head that makes he or she create a baby outfit written, "I hate my thighs"? Why? Why is that? Body standards follow us every time. Doesn't matter how old are you. Doesn't matter who are you. It just follow you. We are all different. We are different people. I know I could quote here and read some text that we are used to and say, "Oh yes, you are perfect." Well, in fact, you are perfect the way you are. But we see this all of time, lately all of time. And unfortunately, even the body positive talk has standards. I mean, it's like you were obligated to love yourself, and sometimes we can't. I do understand it, because people tell me that I am sexy and that guys tell me that they get hard with my voice, and sometimes some guy that sees my body, they say, oh yes, you are fucking sexy. But well, actually I believe, but I have body issues too, okay? I think that maybe everyone has. And we still have this concern. I mean, we see magazines, we see Instagrams, we see people that are inside the body standards, and when they are not, they work hard and hurt themselves and cut themselves and make a lot of surgeries just to achieve the body standard of the time, of the age. And they think that it's okay. I mean, you having the body that is the standard of the age, of the time, is not your passport to happiness. We have a lot of things. We are all different, so we can't be the same with our bodies, right? Some people even isolate themselves from society. They hide themselves. They don't have even courage to step out of the house, just because they are not how society expects. And body standards, really, guys, who define it? And if the person will define, who is this person to tell you that you must be a busty girl, or have huge thighs, or a bubble butt? I mean, it's not a bad thing that you have a flat butt. I have a flat butt, and I think that's funny. And you don't need to have the breasts that they think that you have, you must have. I mean, why are you trying to have the same body that you think that you will be accepted? Why? You know, I know what I'm talking about. I am not just another girl saying the same things, because I have a past, as everyone, and it's really hard to me to say it, but I think that's important to share my own experience. I always were heavy, and I made everything that you can imagine. You know, just think about something. Think about a diet. Think about an eating disorder. Think about some meds. Think about, just think. I did it. Just name it. And I just did it. When I was 16 years old, I was talking to a friend, a girl friend, and she said that her mom was taking some pills, special pills, that were helping her a lot. And she said, I can, you know, bring some for you. And then I was like, okay. And she brought me for a week or so, and I took the first pill. I had a problem with that. I don't know if it was allergy or something. I just had a huge crisis, and I went to the hospital, and I lied to the doctor because I was so ashamed. And I feared so much that, but I almost died. I wasn't in a coma, I wasn't anything, but I really almost died. And why? I was a teenager and I was trying to reach a body standard that time. It was in 2000, so the body standard was like Britney Spears, you know, really, really skinny and hot. That was the hot body. And I said I would never be like this, but I tried and I almost died. And I think that I just survived because I needed to share this with someone. And I'm here, a little emotional, talking about it because I want you to listen to this. I don't want you to be sorry or have pity or anything. I am warning you that I almost died. I hurt myself to try something to achieve a body standard that the world would give a shit for me. I would have the same problems, I would have the same bills to pay, I would have the same fears. Isn't a magical passport to happiness, but I thought that would be. And also I had an awful experience. Last week I just found out by a guy that one of my ex-boyfriends, he used it to join the guys and show my naked pictures and say that he deserved a trophy because he was a hero, because he was fucking me, fucking a disgusting thing as me. But I'm gonna tell you, that guy was an asshole. You know what? Because every time that I just barely touched him, he was hard. So he felt something for me. And he wanted to play the bad guy in front of his friends. Why? There are nasty people in the world, and I believe that because of nasty people, they are one of the strongest reasons to us hurt ourselves to try to achieve something. Body standards can be dangerous. It can be it can fuck your mind. But I'm gonna quote two persons. I won't name them, and I hope they don't mind, because this is very important to share. The first thing is, doesn't matter your body, but your attitude. And even if your body matters to someone, well, we have different body types for some reason. We can't be all the same. And the second is, if someone says that you are pretty or handsome or hot or sexy and you say, no, I'm not, thank you, well, it's not your choice, right? I mean, you can't deny something that you have the proof in front of you. And if someone thinks that you are hot, it's not your fucking choice. We can't change. Well, if we can, I hope we never change this opinion about ourselves. I know we have this awful maniac that someone says, oh, you're sexy, oh no, look at me, so this, I'm like this, I'm like that. Don't do it. I know it's hard. I know it's hard because I do this all the time. But don't do it. You know, if they think you are beautiful, it's because they actually think that you are beautiful. You know, society can be cruel. Nasty people can be cruel. But we are sexy for someone. If you are with someone, this someone thinks you were sexy. And if this someone thinks that you were ugly, so you don't have to change yourself because of him or her. You just ask, so why the fuck are you with me? Get off. You know? Ask. Because I mean, if a person is with you, it's because he or she loves you the way you are. And as long as you don't harm or hurt anyone, you're not bad, you're not evil to someone. It's okay to be you. And having a body that is out of standard, well, it's not evil. It doesn't harm anyone. Do you understand? Listen to me right now, like a person that almost died for this. And now I'm a person that sees that even if I have body issues, I see that it isn't worth. I'm sorry. You see, even if you are powerful, even if you reach a thought and a feeling that you are awesome, if you are empowered, someday you can fall again. It happened to me. I felt very powerful and sexy as fuck for 2 years, and now I have the struggle again. I must say that the feelings about ourselves, good and bad, they don't last forever, so don't grab the bad ones, let them go, and grab the good feelings about yourself. You are here for some reason. You are perfect the way you are. And actually, I don't know why I am saying perfect. We are all imperfect. No one is perfect, especially the way the society wants. When we see magazines, that shit is all Photoshop. And we know it. You know it. Okay, years ago, maybe we thought that it was different, but now, 2017 ending, we know that that crap is all Photoshop. All right? You know, I'm sorry. Body standards just exist because some industry, some people in society profits with you. There is a phrase that I really don't know who said that, but it says that in a society that profits from your self-doubt, liking yourself is a rebellious act. So be a rebel. Love yourself. Love your body. It doesn't mean you can't change what you really don't like. But it doesn't mean that you need to harm yourself just to please someone that doesn't even know you exist. And if the person knows that you exist, just doesn't work, because all you need is please yourself. That's why you're here. Just know that you don't need to be perfect, as the society thinks, or actually doesn't think, it says. You just need to be yourself. Don't avoid love. Don't avoid sex. Don't avoid people just because of a body. And if someone doesn't like you, it doesn't matter. Because today, we have in the world more than 7.6 billion people. Someone will love you the way you are. And even if no one does, it's impossible, okay? But even if no one does, you are the only person that matters to love yourself. You are perfect. Believe me, even being imperfect. Trust me. And now, we're gonna call our special guest. Hold on, I'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, to the E-Spot. I just brought our sexy voice here all the time. Sexy man is him, Samuel Enderby, or my dear friend Sam. Hi, Sam, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm excellent these days.
Oh, great. So,
how are you?
I'm fine. I'm happy to have you here in the E-Spot. Thank you very much for accepting.
Sure.
And today we are talking about body standards and how it affects relationship and sexually relations. So what do you think? You have a lot of audios about body and you say some things that are really, really important. I want to know what you think about this topic in general.
I think that body standards aren't just important for relationships, but that's where they really come to a head. When you're going through life and you're let's say atypical in your body, like for example if you're fat, then you're experiencing tiny little slights from people that don't really matter on their own. Like, each person that you meet isn't going to be someone who actually openly hates fat people, but you notice the little signs of disrespect. And while it's not a lot coming from every person, it piles onto you. And then it's, my girlfriend likened it to just picking up little bits of soot throughout the day, and then you come home black. And it's not that it all got dumped on you in one load, but it piles up, and that's why you sort of become a prism for these negative feelings, and they amplify in you, and then you feel a lot more ostracized and hated than you really might even be. And then you start isolating yourself. And that's the biggest hurdle for relationships, because Because you have to be able to believe that someone might like you for this to work. And if you yourself are so mired in these negative feelings, then it becomes incredibly difficult for someone else to pierce through that and convince you that they really do not mind. So it's important sometimes to point it out to people that they're all right, even if it might sound a little patronizing sometimes. Mm-hmm. Just to sort of scratch the soot off, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
So, I also think that we tend to not give details about the listeners in Gone Wild Audios, because we want them to be applicable to the maximum amount of listeners. So if you point out, hey, you have nice black hair, then someone with red hair might feel excluded. So you tend to keep things vague, but then someone who tends to feel like they're excluded and they feel they can't be sexy because they have an atypical body, they won't feel included if it's vague. Because to them, just a general thing where someone points out, hey, you look really sexy today, they won't feel addressed because they don't feel sexy. So that's why we need audios that specifically address certain atypical bodies sometimes, even if it excludes others. Because it's the only way to make sure that they actually do feel addressed. So when I say you're sexy, and you're fat, sure, but you are sexy, then it's more a thing where someone goes, oh, I actually am addressed,
yeah.
Right? And yeah, I think that's important to have. So
yeah, it's really important because we have the body standards, but I personally don't think that it's possible to achieve anything, because today, let's say that in the 90s, the perfect body standard was Jamie Lee Curtis, really tall and really skinny. Mm-hmm. And then in the 2000s, started to change a little bit, and now we have, at least here in Brazil, we have big, huge thighs and a huge breast, but we need to have the tiny wife. You know, it's just like a Barbie doll, and we can't achieve some things. And even if you can have this body, oh, you need to be tall. Well, so me, that I am a really short person, I will never be able to be like this. So,
yeah,
you can't. I mean, that's why we really need your audios are really, really important. I really love to listen to you, because I always feel like this, you know, just like, oh, hey, he's talking to me, ah! Someone just remember. And I think, well, how do you think that the body standards affect directly the emotional in the situation about the relationship? I mean, it's like, do you think that people just give up? It's not just you start to isolate yourself, but it's not just about it. I mean, you can live with your friends and have fun and go to the parties, but when a guy or a girl just come to you and say, hey, so let's have some fun time together, let's make love, and you start to no, thank you. It's just how do you think that this
specifically affects people? I'm not sure I understand what you mean. You mean how people isolate themselves?
No,
or
I think that isolate is like I don't want to meet anyone, friends or family, or I don't want. No, it's just like, imagine a person that it's not, doesn't have a body standard, it's out of this. And then, okay, I can hang out with friends, I can work, I have a normal life. But when just a little sparkle of a possible love relationship starts, you just, you know, run away. Just, no, I don't want, because I am fat, or I am too short, or I am too...
Yeah.
This specific thing. I mean, a person that has a normal life, don't relate, but just gave up about the love and the sex. This specific part.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about it?
Okay, now I get it. I think I should have been clearer before. I didn't mean isolate, like they just become a hermit and get a goat and live in a cave, right? But I just meant that... that they avoid romantic situations, or they avoid sexual situations, and they sabotage themselves in these situations. So, for example, someone might make their interests very clear, but then they lie to themselves and, well, what could they really want from me, from someone like me? Or they downplay the positive and exaggerate the negative, so they might become more jealous or more insecure when their prospective partners, like, if they skip out on a date because they're busy, right? Or if they point out that someone else looks good, then if you're already on the brink and feeling insecure and like this is an impossible situation that you're in, then it becomes so much easier to see these things as awful signs, even though you really have no reason to take them this personally. It's just putting up a whole lot of roadblocks that don't have to be there. In the end, to me, it shouldn't be that much about the body anyway, because it's mostly people connecting as people, and the body is what they live in, what they walk around in, and it's how they it's how you express your feelings and your affection with the bodies, but it's not so much because of the body. It's just that. In media, for example, you need to get across feelings very quickly because you don't have a few months where you get to know the characters and get to know why they love someone, for example. You have to get across in 2 minutes that, well, obviously he would love her. She's beautiful, right? And that's a way of storytelling that works, that's very effective. But over time, if that's all you're exposed to, you start to feel that if she weren't beautiful, he couldn't love her. And that's an erroneous conclusion, I think. Because my girlfriend loves me a lot, and I'm ugly as sin. So, it's certainly possible to just love a person, right? And to build up a rapport, and also to find sexiness in someone, even if their body isn't the picture of sexiness, like in the way they use their voice or their creativity, like when they build little scenarios for you, or like there are a million ways that someone can be sexy and turn you on genuinely, and only some of them are related directly to the body. It's important to understand why the media has beautiful characters in romance situations, and to be aware that this is a storytelling mechanism and not necessarily something that captures life, right?
I mean, you You were just saying about the media, and I was thinking about, I have a question here, that if you think that with the media, also the porn industry is a little guilty about this, because we make porn, okay, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
We make porn audios, and that's right. So, but the porn industry, I mean, you get into a website and you want to see something, and then you see those girls with massive boobs and guys with massive cocks, mm-hmm. and all just, you know, just like they just came from gym, and she is amazing. I mean, even the makeup, the girl just had a deep throat, and then she I started to cry when this happened, and then her makeup is perfect, and I'm just, how do you do this, girl? So do you think that this is guilty too?
I think that we fetishize body parts, and we forget why we have them look a certain way. So if you go back and look at ancient Greek statues, you have bodies that are sculpted to literal perfection, like the actual image that they thought was perfect for a person, and they have tiny penises.
Yeah, it's
true. Because they thought that having a huge penis is barbaric and it's vulgar. And that's fine. I mean, having a huge penis isn't any more vulgar than having a small one, but that's how they thought back then. But they still had little objects that they put down in temples. For example, if they had a problem with erectile dysfunction, they would put a little clay penis in the temple as a sacrifice to maybe convince the god to help them out with their erectile dysfunction, right? And that's just a disfigured penis, basically, that they laid down. And if you have depictions of this on vase paintings, for example, then you have guys walking around with penises that are literally so big that you would need a wheelbarrow to lug them around, right? But that's because the image is drawing attention to something. And it's not because they are saying that's how big a penis should be. It's because they want to exaggerate the virility of this character that they're drawing there. And with modern porn, we want to draw the same basically symbolic proportions onto these characters, because we want a huge cock, because it exemplifies virility and masculinity, and it gets it across in a flash, so you don't have to explain, oh, this is a badass guy because he has done certain things, but you just show, oh, he has a huge cock, I get it, he's a manly man. Or, ooh, she has huge tits, that must mean she's very fertile and like the image of sex. And this visual shorthand is confusing after a while, because you assume that is how you have to look to have sex. And if you don't, like, if you have just a small penis, it must mean that you lack this virility. Or if you have small tits, that you aren't, attractive enough to have a guy instantly fall in love with you. This is a matter where something that was intended as art sort of got away from us,
uh-huh.
and now it's biting us in the ass.
Yes, I just read something on my Facebook last week, And I can't deny that I started to laugh. It was about this. My first e-spot was about Pinotide. And we are saying that it's okay, about size, it doesn't matter. The last week I just read something like this. It was much of a statue, a Greek statue, and it was reading like before in the phone. The guy, oh yes, I have a big cock, and I'm gonna, you know, destroy you. And below was the statue with the phrase. And then when you just take off his pants. And we were laughing because, not because of the size, but because the guy always, I don't know if he never think that he will have a chance. And then he starts to lie, and then the surprise. I mean, why lie, man? It just, you know, you don't even need to focus on this when you talk to someone. Mm. I mean, I share sexy times and fetish with some people sometimes. And we never focus on this. We never focus on breasts and penis and anything. And it's really interesting. And while taking this thing, we were talking about the sexiness too, and this was the last topic we talked talking, right? About the sexiness. And lately, we have a phrase that I actually don't like. Okay. They say you don't need to be sexy. It's just like for me, it's just like, oh, don't worry, you're not sexy, but it doesn't matter. I'd rather say that everyone is sexy. So do you think that all bodies can be sexy, or you rather really say that, oh no, you don't need to be sexy, don't worry about it, sexiness is not important?
It depends, I think. I would say that sexiness, like physical sexiness, takes a backseat for me behind mental sexiness, like how someone carries themselves and their attitude. If you say, however, you don't need to be sexy, that seems like more of a complete statement that doesn't just separate physical and mental, but just says you don't have to be sexy, period. And I assume that this is targeted to sort of work against the pressure on particularly women to be sexy at all times, when you really just want to get out and get bagels, for example, right? So I appreciate the sentiment, but I don't think it's applicable to everything, to every situation in life. In a relationship, obviously you want to be sexy to your partner. And how you are this, that is between you and your partner. I think, ideally for me, the love for someone's body follows that you love them as a person. So I really like chubbier to heavy women. And my girlfriend is not. She's fit. And she's still my gold standard now, because she is who she is, and I couldn't love her more. So any other body is first and foremost not hers, so that's already a big step down, you know. But it's not necessarily because of how they look, it's just because of who they are. And I think that should come first, and if that is already established, then I think anybody can become sexy in the eye of the beholder, so to speak.
Yeah. you're talking about your girlfriend, and have the body standards affected your relationships and how you deal with it in the past, or do you still feel some, maybe a little insecure? I really feel I really feel very, very insecure. So I want to know about you.
I used to feel quite insecure, but my girlfriend has sort of loved that out of me. When we first met, we were taking a vacation in France that we shared, and we met up there and spent a week together. And I was like 87% sure that I would have to sleep on the floor in a sleeping bag. So I brought sleeping bags in the car. And I was fine with it, but that's what I was expecting, you know. But then when I actually met her, everything just clicked into place. And she was all over me. And it was beautiful. And I learned in my interactions with her that I have no reason to doubt her sincerity, and I have no reason to doubt that she loves me, and that this extends to my body too. But at the beginning, I was scared. Yeah. I'm a heavy guy, so that's one thing. And the other thing is that my erections aren't as reliable as they could be, let's say. And I always thought that this would put a big damper on any sex we could have, because it sort of feels like, well, sure, you can finger her and you can go down on her, but it's sort of like a consolation prize. That's how it felt. But when we have sex, it's rare that she even comes less than three times, and it makes you feel like you are like you're a sexy person, and you can get this person off, and they love you and they're into you. And something like just the penis and vagina thing is just one aspect of what you can do. And if I had let my fears take over, I don't know if we could have the sex that we have. As it is, it's awesome, but it also takes someone who's confident enough in herself that she doesn't take it personally when I don't get hard, for example, right? A lot of people would take this personally and would assume, well, maybe I'm not sexy enough, but she knows she can trust me when I say that I'm turned on. It just doesn't manifest in my penis, right? And that's another example where just having the confidence that you are sexy is extremely important to make the whole thing work. And that's why audios that boost this kind of confidence are a good thing.
Yes, I mean, you are, well, we're talking about audios now, but you really, really are one of the sexiest guys in GWA for me. I mean, everyone has their preference stuff, but you are one of mine, and really, really, I mean, I never get off to any audio, is that a thing of mine? But I really feel sexy, and I really feel turned on
every time that I listen to you, and I say, oh my god. I was like really, really Discord one. I was in the bus and I was just, you know, checking the Reddit, and then I was like, whoa, he posted. Okay, so click. And I was in the bus and I was like, oh my god. It was really, really, I mean, I was all red, but I was like, oh my god. I need to remember to never click again inside the bus. I wasn't the first seat. And this, that audio, I mean, you have audio that you explore. Just explore every inch of the body. You have about body, you have about penis, I think. You have about...
Oh, yeah.
Please. What? I was listening to that, and I was like, is that really people that think about think like this, that feel bad about a thing that you barely see? Or yes, even you have a big clit, but people don't see it. It's hidden, you know. It's closed.
Oh, do you mean the one where I say the her clit doesn't have to be hard?
Yes.
That is made for trans women who might still have, medically speaking, a penis that they call a clit, and the hormone treatment often makes it so that they their erections become unreliable. And you don't see this in...
Sorry, no, just saying that I understand, because I had a trans... girl, she was not my girlfriend, but we had something, and I had a trans guy. Mm-hmm. So yes, I totally understand what you say.
Yeah. And you don't see this in porn, because in porn they go on the hormones and then go back on other hormones to get the erections back. So it's chemical trickery that you see on the screen, and it doesn't necessarily reflect the life of someone who's going through this. And because I personally know the pressure that you can feel to get hard, right? I wanted to make an audio that relieves some of it, and addresses that it's okay to not be hard when sex is happening. Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to know how you started to think about this kind of audios to say that I need to do this.
A lot of it is sort of like soothing a past self that I have. So I know what these insecurities about being fat are like, and I know what the insecurity about not being hard is like, and what it's like to feel like you have a small penis. And I feel like I was able to climb out of that hole, and I'd like to reach back and help others climb out of it too, because these are things that really shouldn't hold you back. And if you find the right person, they won't.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, totally understand. If someone never heard about a questionnaire that I said before, so now it's time to say again that I am a fat person. Now I think that I am just considered chubby, because I lost some weight.
Yeah, you're nowhere near fat.
Yeah, I mean, like, myself, like this, you know? Just no, because I was bigger, but I have diabetes, and I had to change a lot of things. So I lost about 8 kilograms, and it was really...
Oh, okay, congrats.
Yeah, thanks. But it was just about the food. Today, okay, today I am in Starbucks, drinking what is this? Caramel stop here. I don't know what it is, but I take care of my diabetes always. And yes, but my tummy is still really flaccid now, so I totally understand. And I had a request when I joined GWA, I think was the first first week, a girl that had scars and was from some violence, and she showed me her body, and it was full of scars, and it was a sad story. I told her, it's not sad your body, it's sad the story and the mean that someone had against you. And I made her an audio, and we post public, and I received a lot of PMs about people with scars. So yeah, it's really important.
It's beautiful when that happens,
yes.
Right?
I mean, I always feel great with your audios. I really, when I'm feeling down, really down with my body, I always go in, okay, so let's listen again. Lately, this court one is my favorite, because I keep repeating the start, and that's what I want to ask you, is that in this last one, this court one, you said, so you were fat, what's the problem? And in your post you wrote, I matter-of-factly say you were fat in the audio. Mm-hmm. It's not used as an insult, but rather than denying it, I agree with you that you are fat. So is how we say fat is not a bad word. Fat is a body, as fit, as thin, as
it does have
as tall.
The problem is that that we might like it to just be a neutral descriptor, but there is a pretty heavy association with ugly that comes with it. Like, if you say someone is fat, you don't usually just mean that they are heavy set or that they are overweight. You usually also imply that they're fat and ugly. So when someone calls themselves fat, they might be trying to own the word, but it is a bad word. And that's why I put the little trigger warning, so to speak, in the description, so that someone isn't just hit over the head with it and isn't just called fat and ugly out of the blue. Because in the audio, it really is just a description, and that's the point of the audio, that it's that rather than saying, well, let's pretend you're thin, that is even more insulting, I think, because they aren't thin. But even in their state of not being thin, they deserve the same amount of affection that a thin person would deserve, right? But yeah, you just have to be careful with the word fat because of the connotations that come with it. But it is fun to sometimes just say it and mean nothing by it.
One of the things that I loved was you saying, you picked me up on a catalog. It's just like, you picked me. you never spoke to me. You picked my body. And that's what you want to use. So.
Yeah.
And it is really, really interesting. And I was, I keep listening to this, and I try to imagine myself in a situation, and I said, no way, I can do it. I would run away. But is that, I just can't have anything with a person that I don't know. It doesn't work for me. And but it was really interesting, because there, I don't know if somebody, well, maybe somebody just felt the same thing, but it was like, when you hire a escort, usually, and especially on a catalog, you usually think about those huge, strong bodies, and you know, the workout and stuff, like Adonis, and I started to think about the difference between the bodies. I mean, there is a guy that goes to the gym every day, and he said he have that how they, I don't remember the name in English, a six pack in the tummy.
Yeah.
And here in Brazil we call tanquinho, so that's why I struggle. They have that, and those huge thighs, and the, you know, just the cock ready for action. And you think about that guy that is purely body standard, is the standard in person. And the girl that is fat, a fat girl, and she is, so I believe that this last one just draw this huge difference between what society thinks that's beautiful and what society thinks that's ugly, the fat and the strong guy. And you just mix together, like, we are persons, we are here to have sex, so let's go because you're paying. Yeah. So it was really, really, I felt good. I really felt really, really good about that, thinking about that. And really, really, it's far one of my favorites today. I have it saved here.
Yeah.
I have the link saved on the Soundcast. It's one of my favorites there. If someone just opened my Chrome, I'm so screwed. I have a lot of them, and I think I have four of yours on favorites.
It's good to hear.
Yes. That was interesting. Oh my god, I really need to put some password with that. I mean, I have a password, but I maybe need two passwords. Still talking about fat word. Being fat is one of the hugest, let's say, problems invented by the society. I mean, because it's like everyone, you have a guy that smoke, drink, and have unprotected sex, and does a lot of things, and use drugs, and do what the fuck he can do to, you know, ruin the, his health. But if someone is fat, whoa, hey, it's about health, it's not about standards. How do we expect to reach, what do we expect to reach your listeners? I mean, what do you exactly want that they feel or think? Exactly, you know, just make an audio and say, hey, this is for you to feel like this, to see, to listen and to think like this. I expect that you feel like this, not just, you know, okay, feel good. Give us a strong feeling, a thing that if you could, you would change in a snap when a person that feels bad about herself or himself. It can be about anything, actually. Any body standard, not the weight stuff.
I think when someone feels less than sexy, they in a way feel less than human, because sex is part of being human. Sex and affection, sharing that with people and having the ability and being allowed to do it, this is part of being a person. And if you feel that your body is somehow excluding you from this, then you feel less than human. And I would like, ideally, that my audios make people feel human. So if you are a fat woman or a guy with a tiny penis and you listen to an audio of mine, I want you to feel like I'm loving you like a human and not like something less than.
Really, really beautiful. I see. That's why I love you. With all respect. So we're come to the end, and the last question that I always ask everyone, yay, if you have any message to leave to me, your hostess, and for our public, it can be one message for all, or one for me and one for the public, it's up to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one for you is, don't let your chubbiness hold you back, because you're bubbly and awesome, and you're fun. And you have things to say, and chubbiness should not impede whatever you want to do. And to the public, pretty much the same thing, except, you know, find what's good in you. I don't know what it is. Maybe you aren't bubbly. Maybe you're quiet as a mouse. But find the good in you, and then love yourself for it, and allow others to love you for it too, and don't put up hurdles.
So, Sam, you reached the end, and thank you again for being my guest here. It's really important, and everyone just listen to Sam, because you are gonna have a great time. I promise you won't regret anything. Okay, and heavy girls, fat, chubby, whatever, listen to this court one, because you're gonna love it. Especially the sexy part. I have to say, you're sexy. Really. And don't listen in public, okay?
Yeah.
Don't do like this. Yes, that was really embarrassing. So, thank you everyone, and we're gonna talk again in the next week, because the topic will be kinks and fetishes. Whoa! So, thank you, Sam, again, and goodbye, everyone.
Bye.